Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Are you a good mother?
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Satsang. I'm working with all my heart. I love everyone unconditionally, equivocally. We're all divine beings. Everyone here, the replica of God. And no exceptions. Whatever you do, whatever you don't do, you're God incarnated. Whether you have sins of commission or omission makes no difference. You can never be separated from God or consciousness, it's impossible. Therefore, you can always say God and then you do it. This is true. There's only God. Who else would do it? There's only consciousness. That's the reality. Every movement you make, every step you take, every action you take, has nothing to do with you. It's all consciousness. Therefore, what do you have to fear? What is there to be afraid of? You are the One. You are the Holy One. Rejoice. Learn to love yourself, to worship yourself, to bow to yourself. For you are the Holy One of Israel. You can be the Holy One of Mecca, the Holy One of Hinduism, whatever you like. But you are that. Never take yourself for granted. You are the One. Never mind what the physical form shows you, what the world shows you, what people show you. Do not take these things seriously. Look to yourself. Abide in the self. Abide in the absolute reality. This is you. You are that. What is that thing? Most of us really don't have any idea what that thing is. So learn what that thing is, learn what that thing is not. Satsang is not a philosophy. When we come in and have a debate over points of religion, satsang is not a sermon that I give. Satsang is not a place where you make casual relationships, meet new people, new friends. That's like another place where you come to him and make a speech. The only reason I talk like this is because I see you about twice a week, or 4 hours a week. In real setting, if I were with you all the time, I would sit in the silence with you. I'll be available to you all day long. You can sit with me all day. And since you're not in that position, you should be here twice a week to get the benefits of satsang. Sat means consciousness, being. The absolute reality is sat. Sang is the getting together of people. sitting at the feet of the sage, the Sangha, the holy temple. When one comes into satsang, they should be quiet, still. Within the presence of the self, the Holy One. You are that. In satsang, there may be bhajans that we sing together, kirtans that we chant together. Silence will do nothing, just sit. Questions once in a while. This is what satsang is all about. It really makes a difference what I say. When I talk about God, when I talk about chocolate, it's so difficult to talk about. It's not the words. When you sit in satsang with me, you take the form and the name of the self in your heart, and you see the form in the heart, the self in the heart, the name in the heart. You become the heart. You are the heart. The heart of awareness. The heart of consciousness. This is what satsang is, opens your heart totally, completely, absolutely. And for your heart to be open, you have to have a tremendous humility, tremendous surrender. When you're surrendering your ego, your past karma, your dogmas, your preconceived ideas, all of these are surrendered to the self in satsang. Remember this all the time. The satsang really is. Just being here is the same. Be here twice a week. The world has you the rest of the time, influencing all kinds of ideas, nonsense. To get away from the world and come to satsang is refreshing. Like a gentle breeze that comes along. It's the way that heat from you. It makes you calm and cool and collected and peaceful. So help in this process. We sing bhajans. What you're going to do right now. When I say all is well and everything's unfolding as it should, I mean that literally. All is well. Everywhere. You may see things that you don't agree with. You may experiences that make you angry, mad, upset. You may have personal problems in your life and health. Finances, people. You have to ask yourself, are these really problems? Are there some things I don't understand? If we live in a universe of bliss, and we do, how can it be such man to man? These desperate things are taking place all over the world. And the question for you is, who sees this? To whom does this come? You've been programmed to see things a certain way. And you have your likes and your dislikes, your good and your bad, your ups and your downs. You have to go beyond that. Take a step backwards from that. You must never allow a condition to get the better of you. Whatever that condition may be. And you do this by simply not reacting to the condition. Not giving the condition any power. I'm fearing it, liking it, seeing it, hearing it. Your nature is bliss consciousness. And the universe is also bliss consciousness. There's no differential between you and the universe. And somehow you've been programmed to see something else. Where does programming come from? Your mind. Where else? You think you have a mind that creates things? And you experience the things it creates. But the truth is, you never had a mind, you don't have a mind right now. There is no mind. Awake from your sleep and see this. There's no mind. There's never been a mind, there will never be a mind. For whom is your mind? Answer the question to yourself. What has to say to make your life better? Who? Ask yourself. Be patient with yourself. Don't be in a hurry. You have an eternity. And eternity is very moment. So in this very moment all is well. And everything is unfolding the way it's supposed to. Yes, everything is falling the way it's supposed to, everything. Everywhere. There are no mistakes. If you cannot comprehend something in this world, it gets to you, makes you feel upset. Do not try to change the condition. The condition will pop up wherever you go. It's like a person gets disgusted with the world and she goes to the ashram someplace. But the world she gets disgusted with is in her mind. And she has to take that mind with her. So she's going to find the same problems in the ashram that she found in the streets. No difference. Places will not change you. You make you feel good a little bit. You soon revert to your old self, which you've always been. You don't have to leave people alone, leave things alone. You'll know what to do when the time comes. Everything has been planned for you. Every step you take, every action you take, has been predetermined for you. Consequently, do not worry about these things. Never be upset about anything. All is well. Live. what difference does it make what you're going through? What's going to happen? Good or bad? And then absolutely nothing to do with you. When you are beyond experiences, beyond karma, beyond God, beyond eternity. And with that such struggle from which everything comes. Learn to love yourself deeply, purely. Never, never feel sorry for yourself. Learn to see the truth by going within. Spend time alone. Try deep within yourself. Where the answers are. Everything you've ever been looking for is in yourself. You are the one, the Holy One. There's no one else but you. See this, feel this, become this. It's so wonderful that you begin to understand that you are the universe. The whole universe is you. Everything that exists. Everything that's ever existed is you. You have nothing to fight, nothing to fear. When you begin to think this way, then the next step will be shown to you. You know where to go, what to do, whom to meet. And you know everybody you see, every situation you encounter. It's only a projection of yourself, that's all. It's your creation. You are the one, there's no one else but you. Feel this, see this, accept this. Become free, liberated. You are very free and liberated. Know this. Stand up tall. Fear nothing. There's more going for you than against you. The truth only wants acknowledgement from you. That's what it wants you to acknowledge. It wants you to acknowledge that you're not the body, nor the mind, nor the problems. Acknowledge it now. You are free already.